I would have expected Tom Jones to have a slightly more sophisticated accounting system. I do understand sometimes success can come so quickly and you haven't got time to set up the infrastructure. But with Tom Jones, that isn't really a plausible explanation, is it? Been going for about 100 years. But anyway, we got on like a house on fire. We really did. He showed genuine interest in my profession. So he asked me if I've ever used one of them flesh-colored microphones that go down the side of your face. Nah, never used one of them. They look a bit naff to me. It's the sort of microphone I would only be using if I was selling knockoff perfume or DVDs down Romford Market. Yeah. And he laughed like a drain. You have to trust me on that one, eh? He laughed like a drain. And so it's unbelievable. Someone that high profile, being so down to earth, amazing. About half hour in, I realized it was an impersonator. And the sentence they gave it away was, I told you, it was a daytime event, and I got on so well with him, I just thought, I'll tell you what, a chance me luck. So I asked Tom Jones if he was up for a few pints after. And then Tom Jones said, yeah, would love to, but I have to drive over to Burnley. I'm singing there in the Working Man's Club tonight. Well, clearly not a real Tom Jones. But I'll tell you what, as it stands, I don't even want to meet a real Tom Jones. Because for all I know, the real Tom Jones might be a proper knob end. There was that one there. That was one spiffing fella. That's certainly my Tom Jones. I don't need any more Tom Joneses in my life. Being a stand-up comedian, don't need any Tom Joneses in my life. Because traditionally, stand-up comedians, they're very, very envious of musicians. Because they've got the easy career. No, honestly, I really do. I really wish I was a musician. What a bloody easy career. All it takes, 3-4 hits, and you've got a career forever. You don't even need 3-4 hits. One is enough. Say someone like the Crazy Frog. He'll never go hungry. Partly because he isn't real, I grant you that. Yeah, but at the same time, there will always be enough nightclubs that crave a little bit of ring, ding, 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 ring, ding, 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 ding. And yeah, you can understand his appeal, but it's still unfair. Because stand-up comedy, completely different game. We're expected to come up with a new show every year. If you ask me, needlessly. Well, how many people live in the UK? 64 million. My last touring show, Henning Knows Bestest, was seen by 27,000 people. Now, that is very, very respectable, and I'm very, very fortunate. Still, if I round it to the nearest million... was seen by no one. But convention is, all the jokes have to go in the bin. In the bin, in the bin, in the bin. Yeah? The jokes from last year's show, they still work. And there's fuck all wrong with them. If them jokes were horses, you wouldn't put them down. In the bin, in the bin. Perfectly good jokes, in the bin. And it's that sort of mad consumerism that ultimately killed this planet. And if I then compare the treatment of my jokes, if I compare that to the public outcry over the badger cull, well, they've all got tuberculosis, but they're allowed to live on. My joke's perfectly clean bill of health, but in the bin, in the bin. And the badgers, they're laughing. And coughing. All the way to their apartments. That is actually one of my guilty pleasures. I'm not sure that's the right word, but I'm absolutely fascinated by the disparity of house prices in the UK. That is a never-ending source of bewilderment and amusement to me. So ever I go, I always try to have a look into the window of the nearest estate agent to get an idea of what the area is like. So, and usually when you travel the country, there is choice. Yeah, you can spend a lot on property, but you don't necessarily have to. There's always some shithole nearby. Yeah? So there is that degree of choice. But in central London,